Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into the Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault here on bettingpros.com. Always being brought to you by BetMGM, and we got a special sponsor for this podcast as well going on today here as we go into a Friday. So here's what's rolling for Friday. I was light yesterday, and I did not get the player props out yesterday due to my family arriving. I have had, a good time tonight. We had dinner outside and we've just had a really special time. So it's been really, really nice. So I appreciate you guys, all the nice messages you guys wrote on the Discord channel and DM'd me on Twitter saying, don't worry about it. No big deal. I will come back with the player props today, though. So I'm a little bit more organized. It got a little crazy. My brother came in at a different time. I had to make two trips to the airport and I was just kind of all over the place. And then it was just chaos when they arrived. It was just like, everyone started drinking and having a good time and reminiscing. And it was just very, very chaotic. So I wasn't in the right state to do anything really, betting, research, whatever. I wasn't able to do it. So my brain's still not fully functioning the way it should be right now. And maybe I shouldn't have. I don't know how many glasses of wine I've had tonight, but I'm here. So we're doing this podcast and we're having a good time here. You can always find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, also video on YouTube. And I've got one baseball play today. I've got one NBA play today. I've got two NHL plays that we'll get into today. And then the two player props coming up later on. So lots going on. Look, for the Masters, we're okay. I mean, the golfers we bet on are all alive still as we go to round two. But I was happy to see the Masters and Augusta bite back. Dustin Johnson ripped the golf course apart in November. And clearly the Masters was not having that. So even though Justin Rose really shot well, he's been so erratic. I was so close to fading him today, and I'll probably make a personal play on that and probably fade him in round two, but I couldn't do it officially just because he might be on one, and I'm just like, I don't want to give it out officially because I've not been great with golf, so, and I've been really bad with head-to-heads here on the podcast, so I don't want to do that, but I came close to maybe I'll do it personally for a Justin Rose head-to-head round two for the Masters play coming up here, because I don't think he'll be atop the Masters going into the weekend. That would surprise me, just given how erratic he has been so far this year on the PGA Tour. Just incredible rounds and then not so great rounds. Probably a Friday, not so great rounds. But so we got four bets there. I've got the parlay, the don't bet a parlay, which we are now, I think we're 2-10. So we're getting close to that critical mark where if we don't hit one of these soon, we start going down. We are still in the plus money, kinda. But we're almost to the point where we'd be in the red, and which is fine because I want to be in the red because I'm showing you why you shouldn't be betting parlays. But it is, again, this one's a plus 650. If you want to get involved with this one, it is a puck line parlay coming up here for a Friday in the NHL. But before we get to the picks, let me tell you about a new sponsor here for us on the Daily Juice. That sponsor is called Betcha. Predicting the game will never be the same with Betcha. Make simple plays with player prop picks, win cash, what we've been doing, earn payout boosts for playing the same games as friends, and climb the leaderboards to earn respect. Will Steph Curry score more or less than 28.5 points tonight? Who will have more assists, Harden or Westbrook? If you got the answers, you're pretty sure you might. You follow your friends, you follow the experts. I've been pretty good on player props to see what we're picking, what we're making, and you decide whether you want to fade or follow. You always wanted to own your own favorite team. Now you can sort of download Betcha and join the NBA Ownership Challenge, where you select your favorite team, make NBA picks, and get your ratings high enough to join the ownership group. There's no risk to try this out. Your first $5 in credit are on the house. Download Betcha right now and use the promo code DailyJuice, promo code DailyJuice, for a deposit match of up to $50 and $5 in Betcha credit. That is, download Betcha with the promo code DailyJuice. Okay, so let's get to the picks today. I'm not going to go in depth with baseball and explain too much except for one thing. I'm 0-2 betting the Braves. The Boston Red Sox have made me a believer that the Atlanta Braves can get hot. And the Atlanta Braves can roll and beat the Philadelphia Phillies here at home. Okay. Minus 128 on the money line. Atlanta, you can't do this to me again, can you? Like, you can't make me go 0-3 on games I'm betting with you. Like, it just, I can't believe Atlanta is this bad, and I can't believe Atlanta is going to get owned by Philadelphia. Philly's 5-1. Atlanta is 2-4. I can't see them losing four games to start the year to the Philadelphia Phillies. I don't care who's pitching. I'm going Atlanta money line minus 128 to get a win at home, and hopefully the home field advantage kicks in here for this Atlanta team and they get back to scoring some runs. They have a -4 run differential right now. The Phillies have a +10 run differential. Not good at all, but it's a home opener now. And time to get back after it. Time to open up the home slate. And let's go, Atlanta. Let's get a win here over Philly. Minus 128 for Philadelphia. Okay, that's the baseball play. All these are half units. The NBA play, we will have player props going on again today. But the NBA play, the New York Knicks are still the number one team in the NBA in first half ATS records. They are 33-17-2. They are 6-4 over their last 10. They've started to play kind of well. They're on the road at the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis in the first half, 23-25-1 ATS. Not great. At home, they're 11-15 ATS. Again, not great. Over their last 10, they are 3-7 ATS in the first half. Again, not great. This is basically a pick'em here between the Knicks and the Memphis Grizzlies. It's -0.5 point for the New York Knicks in the first half up against the Memphis Grizzlies at minus 114. I'm going to go ahead and lay it here. And just for the Knicks to be leading, can't be tied. Knicks have to be leading on the road at Memphis, minus 114 for a half a unit. Knicks first half. We haven't played this in a couple of weeks. This has been a very profitable bet. I like this spot. Small number. Just lead for New York. Memphis not great at home. Knicks have been pretty good on the road. We're going with the New York Knicks. If you look at just the Knicks last three games, they are a +9.5 in the first half, which is really good. On the road, they are a +1.5 for numbers for Memphis. At home, they are -2.5 points at home. So they've been okay, you know, over the last three games at +6.3 points in the first half. But at home, they've not been great. So Knicks are on the road. We're taking the Knicks to be leading at half here over the Memphis Grizzlies. New York, +0.5 point, -114, half a unit. Okay. To hockey we go, and let's talk about the Vegas Golden Knights and the Arizona Coyotes. Vegas did not play well last time out. Lost 3-1 to the St. Louis Blues. They beat the Blues 6-1 in the previous game. Vegas hasn't been scoring much. It's a little bit concerning. You know, they scored one goal against Minnesota in the second game, two goals in the first game. They scored two goals against the LA Kings. Vegas has lost 4 of 5. This is the remedy here. The Arizona Coyotes, a team that Vegas has pretty well owned this year. They are 3-1 against the Coyotes. 4-2, 5-2, 5-2, 1-0. And they haven't played since late January. This is the perfect antidote. The Knights are at home. It's a chance to get some offense going. It's a chance to score a bunch of goals at home for the Vegas Golden Knights. The number is -110 for Vegas and the Arizona Coyotes. Over is 5-0 in the last five games where Arizona's been an underdog. 5-1 to the over in the last six road games. And the Vegas Golden Knights are a team that the over has done pretty well here for them. 5-0 in their last five games on Friday night here in Las Vegas. It's a Friday night game. We're going over 5.5 goals for Vegas in Arizona. And the same thing is a bet that we made yesterday, last night, on the Buffalo Sabres for their over against the New Jersey Devils. Buffalo's at home taking on the Washington Capitals. These two teams have played now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. 6-4, 2-1, 4-3, 4-3, 3-1, 6-0. The total is 5.5 at minus 134 is what I got here. I think the same logic for last night as we came up with the Devils and the Sabres over 5.5 goals and 8 were scored. It's the same logic here with Washington and Buffalo. I just think we're going to see a lot of goals being scored here. And Buffalo has been, you know, giving up a bunch of goals. And if you look at where, you know, this Capitals team has been, you know, sure, 1-0 was the final against the Islanders, but that was more the Islanders last time out. 9 goals, 3 goals, 12 goals, and 7 goals. So 3 of the last 5 games for the Capitals, the over has hit. For the Sabres, they've been scoring goals. And that's the one thing about this, is they've been scoring goals. So, you know, they scored 5 against the Devils. Before that, scored 3 goals against the Rangers, 2 goals against the Rangers, 6 goals against the Flyers, and then 3 goals against the Flyers. I'm getting 3 goals from the Capitals here, okay? They average 3 goals a game. It's amazing, but if you look at goals scored for the Buffalo Sabres, they've been scoring goals. I mean, not a great clip, but they've been scoring goals recently, and they give up about 3.5 goals a game. So I think Washington puts in at least 4 today, and I'm going to get 2 out of Buffalo, and I'm going with a 4-2 win over the Sabres, and I'm going over 5.5 goals here for Washington and Buffalo, all right? So that brings us to the Don't Play a Parlay parlay, and this is going to be the Buck Line parlay for Friday. I'm going big favorites. The Capitals are -240 on the money line. The Golden Knights are -240 on the money line, and the Avalanche are -400 on the money line. We're going Friday night blowout special, +650 on this 3-leg parlay, all on the puck line. Washington puck line, Vegas puck line, Colorado puck line. Blowouts in the NHL on a Friday night. If all 3 come in, it is a +650 hit for us on the Don't Play a Parlay parlay. All right. I think we're 2-10 now. And again, because we hit 2 of them at +600, good, but not good, right? Don't play a parlay parlay. This is why I tell you not to play, because things can get a little bit hairy and you can get yourself into kind of a pickle, if you will, and things may not go the way you want them to go. So those are the 3 picks for the Don't Play a Parlay parlay. 3 legs, all on the puck line. Capitals puck line, Golden Knights puck line, and Colorado puck line against the Anaheim Ducks at +650 for the Don't Play a Parlay parlay. All right. So the plays we got going here at a half a unit: Braves -128 on the money line, Knicks first half -0.5 and -114, over 5.5 Vegas and Arizona, and over 5.5 for Washington and Buffalo. It's juiced up a little bit to -134 to get the 5.5 here in the NHL. I will have 2 player props going. My guess is I'm going to drop it right after my radio show ends, which is somewhere around like 4:00 Eastern time. I will drop the player props in. I made the mistake of not doing that yesterday, and by the time I kind of realized, like, oh my gosh, I've got to record the player props and find something out, I was too busy. I was too crazy, and it just wasn't going to work. So that's why the player props didn't come out yesterday. But we are 29-8. We're going to go back here with a couple of more player props here off the Betting Pros cheat sheet. You go to bettingpros.com/NBA prop for that, and you can get all the props from the cheat sheets. I know a couple of you guys in the Discord channel have been kind of picking up the slack for me and making your own recommendations. I don't know how you guys did. I have not been on the Discord very much at all today, yesterday. I'm really kind of crazy with my family being here. So it's just been really nice. It's been nice for my daughter. It's been nice to see my sister and my brother and my mom. And it's just been really cool. So I'm going to try to balance this out. We're watching the Masters clearly, and we've got golf going on. We've got now hockey going on. We got baseball and basketball, and it's very cool. The Red Sox are winning. It's been a good week. It's been a good week. So far on the week, speaking of the week, let me look quickly and see where we are money-wise on the week. I think we're slightly up on the week so far this week. Let me take a quick peek here. On our tracking, we're up a little. Nothing outrageous. I would say we're up about 1.5 units so far. So not awful. So I'll see if we get back to work here a little bit and see if we can get going here with the player props and get ourselves a couple more winners and have a good day today. Okay, so those are the 4 plays. The Don't Play a Parlay are all the 3 puck lines: Capitals, Knights, Avalanche on the puck line, And I'll have two player props coming up later on today in the Discord channel. If you need to get in, hit the Discord link below me. I know a lot of you have had some issues. I'm sorry. I can't fix everything. I'm trying to get everybody in, trying to make sure everyone can get into the Discord channel. I apologize if you're having some problems, but hopefully we can rectify that for you and get you into the Discord channel so you can get all the player props and join our great community, because these guys are awesome. And I think you'll find new friends and really enjoy our virtual bar, because that's what this is. It's a virtual bar every morning for all day, really. People hanging out, making bets, making plays, talking about what they're doing, who they're betting on, and what they're doing, how they're doing it, either celebrating wins or commiserating when they lose. It's a lot of fun to join the Daily Juice and the Betting Pros Discord channel. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt every morning. It's the Daily Juice podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.